Injured at work in a motor vehicle accident or had a fall in a public space? Speak to Your Claim Lawyers, a no-win, no-fee personal injury claims law firm that specialises in maximising compensation claims for injured people. Call 1-800-YOUR-CLAIM or yourclaimlawyers.com.au. We are the storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the storm and we're number one.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour.
Get behind your Melbourne Storm this final series. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Welcome to the Storm Hour. It's preliminary final week. The Storm are heading up to Sydney to take on the side that beat them in last year's grand final, the Roosters. So it's a massive week for NRL in this town, as we're hoping the Storm can go one better this year. Sam Hargraves here, joined as always by Shandor Earl and Cooper. Oh, not again.
Oh, it's happened again. Not late this
late
time,
this
though.
Time
no,
again?
We've gotten some, we've actually got some notice. Young Cooper Johns and Harry Grant are finally making the move from their adopted house into a luxury apartment in Richmond. So the boys into the batch pad. Very exciting.
They grow up so fast, don't they?
They do, they do.
Where are they living at the moment?
They're living in a homestay. So basically the new young guys who come down, there's a couple of families that work with the Storm and, you know, sort of adopt them, look after them, make it an easy transition. But they've decided to take the big move and move into the city. So I expect to hear some great stories throughout 2020.
We wish them all the best and congratulate them. And we hope that they're very happy in their new place together. What a week last week. It's when we spoke last week and you guys were in here, obviously we were dealing with the disappointment of Cooper being late, but we're also dealing with the disappointment of what had happened in the first final against Canberra.
Yes.
What a response.
Yeah, it was a great response. And I think we touched on the fact that, you know, that could inevitably happen. And maybe there was a sense of false confidence for Parramatta and it could probably go either way. It'd either boost the morale or it'd give them that hope and maybe deter them away from the fact that it was going to be a really tough game. And that's what Storm presented. So it was nice to see Storm answer and also play a Storm style game. I think it would have been less ideal if they were scoring free flowing tries and it was a bit of a messy game, but it was clinical. They really put them to the sword and, you know, the game was reasonably over within the first half.
32-0. Mm. And this is a Parramatta side that the week before had kept Broncos to a duck egg.
Yeah.
And put on over 50 themselves. So they are in great attacking form. So what a win for the Storm defence, especially. I mean, we can focus on the attack, 32 points, but the defence to keep that Parramatta side, it either shows just how good the Storm defence is or just how poor the Broncos were. But let's stick with the positive, and that's how good was that Storm defence.
Yeah, exactly, and you nailed it. The question is it a reflection of the Storm, how good they are, the Eels on the day, or how bad the Broncos are? Yeah. I don't know. But as you said, I think the Storm came with a game plan and really answered well, but I just thought overall it was a really good game. We executed everything that we wanted to and we put them to the sword, but we didn't take the foot off the pedal, and I think it gives us a good transition into next week, mate. It's going to be a tough game, but yeah, the boys really nailed it, and that's what you want to see in finals footy.
What about Josh Adokar, the Fox, who was answered the call? The bat signal went up in the air last week when we didn't think Cooper was going to get here. He and Ryan Pappenhausen came in. The Fox was absolutely on fire. That first try, there's things called tone setters in sport, isn't there? He did set the tone for this win.
He did. And I mean, if you ever want to start a game, that's the way to do it. But there's not even maybe a handful of players that can actually achieve that feat in the NRL. You know, tries like that, it's just pure speed, but it's also just the way he finishes. It's unbelievable.
So take us through the try for anyone who didn't see it, because it was extraordinary.
Yeah, so you're coming out of your, what we call, you know, your own end or red zone. And basically the boys shifted the ball. They seen that the other team was really tight. It goes through the hands, Kenny Bromwich, Justin Ollam, Adokar, and you give Adokar 5 metres to the sideline. He's going to take you. He burns Blake Ferguson, gets to the fullback, turns him in, turns him out. He's chased down by another player, dummies again, the winger, and he ends up getting over the line. It's something like an 80 metre try. And again, just such a graceful,
powerful,
yeah, just show of speed and finesse, and it's, as I said,
but awareness too, to know 100%. Where they were coming from,
and to finish it off. Plenty of players can make a break, but you get to the fullback, you get to the second player, you dummy the third to finish that off. It's just a freak try. But I really loved what I loved about it. You know, he scored one, I think he scored two actually, but his response to last week, you know, it would have been a really frustrating week for Josh. Couldn't have happened to a better bloke, you know, a really unfortunate circumstance at the end of the game where he drops the ball, but you know, what a way to answer back. And that just shows the class and how good a player he is. In my opinion, probably as it stands, probably the best winger in the comp.
1-3, I know that's hard for you to say because you're a winger as well, so that's big of you. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to get involved in the Storm Hour. 0433-98-1116 is the text. Explain to me Nelson and Sofa Solomono's try celebration.
Yeah.
Because he was at home.
Yes.
Like you're at home and he did the finger to the lips, to the crowd.
That is correct. So what was that about? I have seen this happen twice. I'm trying to recollect the first time it happened. It may have even been against Parramatta. There was a lot of talk, a lot of commotion coming up to that game. The Storm had done, you know, and we answered back. But this time, I'm pretty sure where he scored the try, to the left is the section where any Parramatta fan would sit. So I'm guessing it had been copping a bit. Yes, that's right. I'm going off that base only on where the crowd set up. So I can only imagine that was it. But unless there's some other agenda there, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So silencing the crowd with an unbelievable try and a big game from him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a fair bit to get through in the show. Coming up shortly, assistant coach and former and dual Storm Premiership player Ryan Hinchcliffe is going to join us. And we are going to, as we've been doing, because we're good-natured, we're gracious, we like to go to both sides of the equation. We will be joined by former Roosters legend and their games record holder, Anthony Minicello.
Yes, the count.
Is going to join us on the show as well. Now, the teams are in. So before we get to some audio of Cam Smith, explaining what you guys are doing at training this week, which is pretty fascinating in itself.
Yeah, it's really cool.
The teams are in. So first game, Raiders and Rabbitohs. Joey Leilua returns to the starting side after the fireworks debacle.
Yes.
At Amy Park, forced him to the bench. Bailey Simonson goes back to the bench. And Nick Kotrick is named to play despite suffering a gash to the face last week.
Yeah.
Josh Papali has been named to start. And Janamus Louis is on the bench, but they may swap depending on how they go. Rabbitohs, no changes.
Mm.
So from the side that got the job done against Manly, James Roberts is carrying a thumb injury. They'll look after that, but they should go in unchanged. Just quickly, who's your tip in that game?
It's got to be, you know, I've still got a soft spot, I always will, for the Green Machine, but it's got to be the Raiders. A week off, coming in, they're just in great form, and Souths, you know, they're a team that's been not so much in and out of form, but they've really struggled with their starting 17. They've had injuries, they've had suspensions. They had a really tough game last week against Manly. I just think the Raiders are going to put on a clinic at home, 25,000. It's sold out. I just don't see it going any other way.
As far as the Roosters go, they'll have no Jared Awea Hargraves, which is a huge loss for them. He was suspended. I should have checked that one beforehand. I normally go all right with the Polynesian names. Do you know how to say?
Who is it?
It's
Takiaho?
Takiaho.
Takiaho, there you go.
Yeah. he's been promoted to the starting side. Lindsay Collins coming off the bench. Sam Verrills retains his place at hooker. Jake Friend named amongst the reserves.
Yeah, I think he'll be there.
You think he'd be there?
That's the chat anyway.
Given he is the co-captain. Now, you're named in the 21. You're in the reserve again. We know how successful the side are when you're in the reserves. Have they lost?
That's special number 21.
Has the Storm lost when you've been in the reserve in the 21 and in the warm-up?
No.
There you go.
I'm going to say no. We've only lost one. I've lost one game all year. Two games now because of the Falcons. But I've lost one game against Manly. No, I don't believe I've had another loss in the 21.
So Curtis Scott showing how well he's doing. He retains his spot in the centres. Will Chambers, Origin rep, Maroon for a long time, has been named to come off the bench. So Curtis Scott, and we've talked about that position over several weeks. That it's such a strength of the Storm, as are a lot of positions. So Curtis Scott keeping out an Origin rep like Will Chambers is pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation around that. And, you know, at the end of the day, Belzer had to make a call and it wasn't a tough one. Will's, accepted it gracefully. And he's turned up to training with an amazing attitude, and it's a testament to him. He's just been a credit to the group regardless of his selection. But, I guess Belzer just coming off the win is sticking with that side, and Will in the team is only going to benefit. So, yeah, that's where they're at. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Latrell v Curtis, it's going to be a good matchup, and, you know, Curtis will be definitely up for a big game.
Cam Munster and Luke Keary in the halves is going to be must-watch as well. Two of the best young halves in the game. That'll definitely be worth the price of admission as well. Tickets for Saturday's game available at tickettech.com.au. Want to see as many Storm fans travel up to Sydney as possible, really try to make it uncomfortable for the Roosters,
yes,
and give the boys as much support as we can. Hey, before we get to Michael in Reservoir, who's called through on 1300 736 736, this was Cam Smith speaking today about what you guys are doing to get yourselves ready for the SCG,
yes,
this Saturday night against the Roosters. Hang on. Let's just restart that again. Nicely.
Instead of walking to Gosh's, we walked to Collingwood. So,
did it have a bit to do with replicating the SCG dimensions, though?
Yeah, it's just more about familiarising ourselves with playing on an oval. I know we've done it once before this year, and it was against the Roosters at Adelaide Oval, but the Pies are now finished their season, we've got an opportunity to use that ground and just try and simulate playing on our rectangle field inside an oval, which we're going to be doing on Saturday.
So take us through that. So, because Collingwood finished, they lost the prelim against the Giants on the weekend. So you guys have gone over to where they train, onto their oval, and you've set up dimensions on a rugby league field. And what's happening?
Yeah, look, it was a pretty cool effort, and we've got a fair bit to do with Collingwood. There's a bit of a partnership there, and Nick Maxwell works at the Melbourne Storm as well. But the effort's pretty unbelievable, and it does just set us up for the game. And as Smithy said, I think it gives a bit of confidence. We have played Roosters in Adelaide and got a win there. But yeah, they painted the dimensions of the footy field. They put up the posts. They had the thing set up as if there were the sponsors and whatnot there and the benches and stuff. So it was really cool. And I just thought it was a great initiative and something that I think will set the boys up well. But yeah, credit to Collingwood, credit to the Storm for setting that up. And I think it's a great part of our preparation.
So is it just about the mental side of it, so that when you run out onto the SCG, it won't look completely unfamiliar?
I think there is a bit of that. It's getting your bearings as well with the...
Right.
With the oval shape, it's, I have heard some people, and I guess I can't relate to this because I'm not a kicker, but I can understand that, in that oval field, you lose track of where the actual field is, whereas when it's enclosed on that rectangle, you're very aware of your space that you're in terms of kicking and stuff like that. So you kind of lose that judgment of space in the oval shaped field. So I guess that's just people getting their bearings and stuff. But yeah, the mental side would definitely be there. It's feeling familiar when you get out onto the field, definitely.
Michael's in Reservoir, wanted to ring up and have a chat. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Sam and Shandor.
G'day,
I was at the game, and I was sitting level 3 front row, and I witnessed that hit on Pappas, and that'll go down, I reckon, as one of the biggest hits in NRL history. That was huge, and Pappas didn't even flinch.
No, he didn't. He might only be 70 kilos ringing wet, but he is very tough. And it was a big hit. Luckily, it was a shoulder charge and we got a penalty. But, mate, it was a massive hit. But as you said, credit to young Pappy. He got up and brushed it off well.
Yeah. And I thought the crowd was really good considering Collingwood were playing over the road.
Yeah, no, I agree. Storm fans always get out for us at Amy Park, and it was good to see a fair bit of crowd there. So, mate, he's hoping that we can get a few at the SCG and we can hear them cheering for the Storm.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you for calling on the SMS 0433981116. Loving the combination of the Fox and Olam for the Storm. How good has it been to see Olam develop? His tackling is amazing. That's from Purter in Lilydale.
Mate, it's unbelievable. And I've touched on this with Juzzy before. I've had a fair bit to do with him at reserve grade and cup level, but the stuff he's doing, he's just getting better and better each week. And that really does come with confidence. A really confident version of yourself on the footy field is really dangerous. But yeah, things like his tackle technique, his awareness, the things he's doing in the ball, to see it just play out week in, week out, and him just improve, mate, it's unbelievable.
Plenty still to get through on the Storm Hour. We're going to be joined by Storm assistant and dual premiership player Ryan Hinchcliffe. Gee. On the other side of this, Anthony Milicello still to come too. We'll preview the Dally M's there next Wednesday night in Sydney. And we'll find out what happened to the Sunny Coast Falcons in the Intrust Super Cup. T-Bone of the Week to finish off the show, as always, and we'll take your calls. 1300 736 736. Shandor Earl, Sam Hargrave, Storm Hour, SEN. We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the Storm and we're number one. On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour.
get behind your Melbourne Storm this final series. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Welcome back to the Storm Hour. Shandor Earl in. Cooper John's absent, moving house this week.
We wish him Cooper
all the best. Lift with your knees, not with your back.
Correct.
Absolutely. Don't want to do any damage long term.
I don't know if it's lift with your knees, but it's definitely not with your back.
Yeah, it's lift with your knees. Mm. So you like a squat.
Yeah, you squat down.
Not that, as you can tell, I don't do a heap of those. Yes. I've missed leg day for 38 years.
Yeah, and every other body part.
And pretty much every other body part too. Obviously we know big game this weekend, preliminary final, taking on the Roosters, SCG, Saturday night. It'll be Kenny Bromwich's 150th game too, by the way, which is an incredible milestone. He's played every game this season. We might speak to him because we're going to talk Dally M's very soon, the Rugby League's Night of Nights. A Dally M medal is the equivalent of the Brownlow medal in the AFL, but they also name their team of the year too.
In each position, correct.
In each position. So we'll talk about that a little later. But let's get to this man first, 2010 Storm Player of the Year. He's a dual premiership player for the Melbourne Storm. He is one of the coaches involved in the whole setup at the great Melbourne Storm. Ryan Hinchcliffe's been good enough to jump on the line with us. G'day, Hinchy.
Good evening, fellas. How's it going?
Storm, our favourite. Back in the bunker in Altona.
Not in Altona, yeah. Watching Charlie Alola with the kids. Yeah, good.
Good man.
Is it still right up there in the career highlights, is it, being on this show, Hinchy?
Yeah, it is. It is. Certainly got some feedback from, I think it's well listened to within the Storm playing rink, so certainly gets chatted about a lot. But, no Cooper tonight, so Sandor's... carrying, I suppose.
Yeah, ratings will probably go through the roof, no doubt.
Anyway, let's move as quickly as we can on from that. Why don't you fire away, Shandor, because it's a big game this weekend, making the trip into Sydney, into enemy territory. It's so much involved in this game. The side that beat Storm to win the premiership last year, there's a whole lot of different narratives around. It's going to be a big night.
Yeah, Hinchy, we were talking finals before and, we've taken a little bit of a different path, losing that first game and going through the long way to the finals and essentially having that grand final before the grand final. But I wanted to get your opinion on the Raiders game before I touched on ours. Have you played a finals game at home and just how much a bigger impact do you think that'll have on their result?
With the Raiders?
Yeah, with the Raiders.
Right? Oh, for them guys on Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those guys having that home game, prelim at home for themselves on Friday night, that's a huge advantage. And being able to have the week off throughout the final series, history tells you that in itself is a huge advantage. Some of your players get to look after niggles. But as you said earlier, mate, we've taken a bit of a different route this year. But I think last week, the Raiders game, we took some really... some great stuff out of that as far as things we needed to improve and showed some areas that we really needed to focus on. I think against the Eels, we went out and, played our footy. Yeah. So it could be a blessing in disguise for us.
Thoughts from the inner sanctum, mate. How does that longer route in terms of playing every game, how do you think that affects our next game? Do you think it sets us up well? What are the thoughts around that?
Oh, you could look at it from either side, can't you, Shane?
Yeah.
I suppose the Raiders and Roosters are looking and going, well, we've had a week off. Our bodies are pretty fresh. Ideally, as history says, that it's pretty hard to, I think the Cowboys were the last team to have done it. But, for us and where we're at, with some changes that we've had throughout our squad in major positions, I think, having that extra game, it could be a good thing, and we have a pretty resilient bunch. We have a pretty young team. Take out Smitty, it brings the average age up by a fair bit.
About 20 years.
We have a fairly young squad. So, if any group can handle it, our group can.
Ryan Hinchcliffe, where do you look at when you look at across what's a very impressive Roosters outfit? Where do you identify that there could be a weakness that the Storm could exploit? Obviously, no Jared Weir Hargraves for them, so that will be a massive loss. For them, possibly Jake Friend coming back in as hooker, but where do you see that the Storm might be able to gain an advantage against the Roosters?
Oh, I don't think there's a lot of weaknesses with them, to be honest. There's some areas that they certainly are very strong. They're back three and obviously they're full back Tedesco, and then you throw in their halves with Geary and Kronk. So for us, we need to make sure we do a good job on all of those guys. You know, they're really key position players for that team. And then, yeah, obviously within any game, it's the physical battle that's the most important. So, you know, and that's generally starts with your forwards in the middle of the field. So if you can win that battle and then, you know, put a good kicking game on top of it, you know, and also who handles pressure the best, you know, finals is, you know, being able to do the little things well and generally the opposition who, you know, handles the pressure and the game the best gets the result.
Big test for Curtis Scott, isn't it? He'll go head-to-head with arguably the best centre in the comp in Latrell Mitchell. He's keeping Will Chambers out of that side, which is no mean feat, given that Will's a Origin representative, Ryan Hinchcliffe. What would be your piece of advice to Curtis Scott when he's going head-to-head with Latrell Mitchell, who's just so dangerous?
Yeah, he is. Now, obviously, everyone knows how dangerous Latrell is, but, you know, we've got a lot of faith in Curtis. You know, the advice I'd give him is to, make sure you don't give them too much space. You know, those big guys who put work and, you know, big palm, you've got to, you know, make sure that you get onto them as quick as you can and, you know, that he's nice and aggressive with him and makes it a difficult night for him. But, yeah, definitely take away his space and his time.
Hinchy, we're going to touch on the Daily M's in a little bit. Just wanted to get your opinion. You can be biased. Feel free. We'll stick to the forwards, your expertise. Do you see any Storm players featuring in the player of, you know, the position awards?
Oh, I think having the season that we had, Sandor, that we've had so far, I think we'd have to get a couple, don't you? Like, you look across our team, Cameron Smith's got to be the hooker.
Yep.
You'd have to be, you know, and he, to be honest, I think he'll probably nearly win the Daily M. You look across other guys who have had really consistent seasons. Kenny Bromwich is a guy who's really gone under the radar.
Yeah, 100%.
But I think this year has been outstanding throughout the year. Dale Finucane's another guy. And Big Nelson Asafa Solomona, second half of the season, has been phenomenal. So there's some real guys there in the forwards who have had really consistent years. And, you know, I think a few of them could feature next week.
Hinchy, last one before we let you go. Does Bellamy get involved in, or does he even go down the path of, you know, we owe this mob, they beat us in the grand final last year? Is that part of the narrative, or it's very much that this is just who we have to beat this week to get to where we need to be?
Yeah, not really, to be honest. You know, that's been spoken about. I'm sure most of the players who played in that game, there'll be a little bit of a burning desire inside them to, to go out and play well. But for us, it's about focusing on what we do well. You know, going out playing to our strengths, and as I said earlier, going out and playing our footy, and that's something that we learn out of the Raiders game. So, I don't think there's any extra incentive for motivation when you come to these types of games. It's all on the line, it's all or nothing, and, you know, our players are well aware of that.
Storm assistant coach Ryan Hinchcliffe. Hinchy, thanks so much for being on the Storm Hour. Really appreciate it, and good luck on Saturday night.
Cheers, Hinchy.
No worries. Thank you. Cheers, Shandor.
See you, bro.
The dual premiership player, 2010.
He's
he was the Storm Player of the Year. A very, very good player.
Very well respected too.
Absolutely. 1-300-736-736. You can join the conversation with Shandor Earle at any time on the Storm Hour. 1-300-736-736. Just off the SMS, Shandor, because Cooper isn't here this week. He's moving house. Renee and Clyde, who is a frequent texter to the show, says, guys, you could have got on Christian Welsh to cover Cooper this week.
Yeah, well, Christian turned it down.
Wow.
There you go.
Boom. Exclusive. Dropped
bang.
Right here on the Storm Hour. Is he still not forgiven? Is he still not happy?
Oh, who knows? It's very unfamiliar territory. And you know what? There's a little bit of fear there because if he does come on and he's the butt of all jokes, can he handle it? Probably not.
Oh, well. So there you go, Renee. The offer was put out there and dismissed out of hand by our mate. Well, she... Oh, we love you, Welshie. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to join the conversation. Raphael, before we go to the break, is in Canterbury. Hello, mate.
Hey, guys. I really enjoyed the podcast and the show this year. My question is for Shandor. With Chambers on the bench, do you think that this week, without Hargraves, that the Storm pack can really... dominate their forwards if we bring in Tino, another big body, just to really, like, put pressure on their smaller pack? Because we have, like, Tui, you have Tui, Tino, and Nelson, obviously, and Jesse, that they all outsize the Roosters forwards.
Mm. You know, it's a great point. And tactically, you know, it's definitely an avenue that the Storm could take. I think Chambers does offer that little bit of versatility that we've gone through all year in terms of being able to cover the backs and potentially just throw him in the middle or on an edge. But yeah, as you said, I think we match them for size. And then we've got a couple of guys in, you know, the Dale Finucanes and Brandon Smiths who can play a few more minutes and a hooker that can play the full 80. So, you know, it's definitely an angle, but I think they may stick with it. And hopefully it's enough to get the job done against the big Roosters pack.
Well, no changes, Raphael, to the side that beat the Eels 32-0 last week. So at the moment, Tino is named as one of the reserves. So too is our man Shandor Earl. And Curtis Scott will stay in the centres with Will Chambers starting at 17 on the bench. Just quickly before we go, because we've got to get Anthony Minicello up on the other side of this to get the Roosters side of things. Shandor, it'd be great to chat to Mini. Paul's in Camberwell. G'day, Paul.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Oh, good. Look, I was listening to another program earlier and, you know, this criticism of Cam Smith, never had an off-field indiscretion in his life. He slapped him so he didn't hit him, so he wouldn't get rubbed out. And, I mean, it's just, it's like talking about Kyrgios. It's not worth the oxygen. There's no point. I mean, the guy's a champion. Just let him play out his final series. I think he's going to go on and, yeah, hopefully he gets another flag to complement a decorated career. But why people, particularly obviously maybe people from the state of New South Wales, but why anyone would say anything bad about someone who's such a great leader and on and off the field, beggars belief.
Yeah, mate, I couldn't agree more. I think the incident has, you know, was definitely blown out of proportion, and I think there was a couple of slaps on the weekend. But mate, it's definitely a good story, and it's a bit of clickbait for the media, so they run wild with it, and as does everyone else, they like to get on the back of the Storm. But look, we push on, and Smithy's all good about it. He's moved on, so yeah, you know, nothing too much has come from it. So
it's just a fine, wasn't it? At the end of the day,
exactly,
it
was. Exactly. I mean, it's in the heat of battle, mate. You know, things happen. It's a contact sport, and I don't think it got too out of hand, to be honest.
I don't think it did either. Nah. I mean, it's not ideal. You don't want to see anybody, but Smithy had gave him multiple opportunities to let go.
Yeah, there's definitely some context around it. You know, it's not just a few words arranged. You get too frustrated, you just hit a bloke. It was, you know, within
several
the context
times
of what happened.
Cam gave the bloke the chance to let go of him.
Yeah,
and if you're not going to let go, then you might be forced to let go.
Yeah, and you know how many things does he need to slap before the head comes into play? Jesus.
Well, more facial, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah, exactly. Just push.
Is there anything more condescending than being slapped across the face?
Well, these days that's the only option because you know you can't punch. And if it absolutely gets to the point, slap's the way to go. So it is a bit strange.
Do you reckon he would have copped it at training, old mate?
No one's given it to Smithy.
No, not Smithy.
Oh.
The slappy.
He might have copped it a little bit, I reckon. But, mate, he would have been slapped by the goat. It would have been his idol, so he's probably lapping it up.
I know, never wash that cheek again.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe signed it after the game. All right, Anthony Minicello, as we straighten up just a little bit, get the Roosters' perspective ahead of this big preliminary final coming up this Saturday night. Tickets available at Ticket Tech. We want to get as many Storm fans up there as possible. Anthony Minicello to join us next on the Storm Hour, SEN.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour.
Get behind your Melbourne Storm this final series. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Welcome back to the Storm Hour as we count down to Saturday night's massive preliminary final. The Storm heading into Sydney to take on the Roosters, who are the side that caused them the heartbreak of that loss in last year's grand final. Shandor Earl, Sam Hargraves here, and we're joined, Shandor, by a very, very special guest. This man is the Roosters' all-time games record holder. He's their all-time leading try scorer, 302 games and 132 tries. He played 19 times for his country. He also represented his state, New South Wales, 11 times, the fullback in the Roosters' team of the century, and a 2005 Golden Boot winner. This man's resume is absolutely elite. Anthony Minicello, good evening to you.
Evening, boys. How are we?
Minnie, how are you, mate?
I'm good. How's things?
Good. I was just thinking when we were calling, I was thinking, mate, if you had told me 10 years ago that I'd be calling Anthony Minicello on the Storm Hour, talking about the finals footy, mate, you couldn't have put any money on that.
Oh, that is hilarious, mate. I was telling my wife about your mum.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was your first grade debut for the Roosters, and we come back after the game, and all the girls have had they're a bit tipsy, they've had a few drinks, and they're going, "Oh, mate, Sandal's mum is hilarious. She just did a shooey out of
Mary's
high heels."
You're joking.
Did you not know that story,
no.
Sandal?
It was one of the all-time stories. The girls were talking about it the other day. It was hilarious.
Oh my god! So Mum's pretty much invented the shoey.
So yeah, hang on. We thought that the Mad Hueys, and then we thought Daniel Ricciardo. We thought that either the Hueys or Ricciardo had invented this.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. What year did you debut again?
2009. Oh, hang on.
2009. There you go.
We'll have to get a time on it.
This is huge.
Oh, that's gold, Mini. This week, mate. Obviously, the Storm taking on the Roosters in the finals. Just wanted to get a little bit of perspective from you. Mate, can you remember, I don't know if you have you played the Storm in a finals match?
I'm just trying to think, 13-14. I'm not too sure that we did, to be honest.
Yeah. I guess my follow-up question is, what's your recollection of playing the Storm, mate, as from a Roosters perspective? What sort of games have been, and what are you usually coming up against?
Well, I think they're probably one, or if not the most consistent club over the last 15 years. I think every time we come up against the Storm, you know it's going to be a game. You know that they're a professional outfit. They're professionally run from top down to bottom, and their senior players are some of the best that's ever laced a boot, I suppose. Mm. And when you come up against a club, you know that they pride themselves on defence. So there's only going to be very few opportunities. So if you don't take your opportunities, then you're more than likely not going to win the game. So that's key on Saturday night. There'll be some momentum swings, but both teams will be presented with some opportunities. And if they don't take them, then it's going to be hard for them to win.
Mm. Hey, Minnie, you've spoken about, obviously, and to hear you speak, obviously, with a lot of respect about the Storm. We were just talking about in the last break the sort of level of, I suppose, vitriol and anger that comes from around Sydney towards the Storm, and especially towards Cam Smith. Does that surprise you, that level of animosity that comes around? It doesn't seem to be driven by actual rugby league players and clubs, but it seems to come more out of the media. Does it surprise you, given all that he and the Storm have achieved in their time, that people really can't wait to see him want to chop him off at the knees?
Yeah, I don't know if it's directed at Cam Smith. I think he's one of the greatest hookers to ever play the game. Firstly, the two states have a rivalry. Melbourneites think Melbourne is better than New South Wales. New South Wales people think Victoria is not as good as well. So that's the first little thing that unites the two different teams. But then I think a lot of people that are supposed not entrenched in rugby league, they always see Melbourne at the top of the table. So they always like to say, I don't want to see Melbourne there again. I want to see someone else beat them, So that's I think that's a mark of respect and how professional their club has been. I can't remember them not cycling in the top four for the last 10 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, 100%. Minnie, with the Storm, I just wanted to touch on going off the back of that with Cameron and stuff. You would have had an opportunity to play with, I'm sure, the likes of Cameron Smith at least, or Ryan Hoffman in the Australian team. What sort of things did you pick up? You talk about the Storm culture and how good they've been over the past few years. Was there anything that you picked up that was sort of representative of the Storm when you played with those guys?
Yeah, so I played against Cam Smith, 06, 07 in Origin, and then again in 11 when I really got back into the game. But I never played with Cam at the Australian level because I was sort of injured through that period where he first come through. So
yeah, right.
I would have loved to play with him. And also Billy, I only played against him as well. So, you can tell that these guys under pressure have the calmest heads about them.
Mm.
They're almost like a second coach on the field for the players because, you know how frantic it gets on the field in those pressure moments when, sometimes the chips are down, you've been scored against twice and people always try and chirp up and say a million things at once. And you can just see these guys calm the team down and just, I suppose, trust in your role, do your job and no one else's. And you can see those guys on the field, especially Cam and Bryce Billy, they do that. And that's what keeps those younger guys from being, I suppose, frantic in the pressure moments.
Speaking of Anthony Minicello, former Roosters legend. Mini, what are you expecting in this game Saturday night? It's got all the hallmarks of another classic. There's great matchups all over the park. There's little subplots and little stories. We know, you know, Cam and Cooper and will someone grab someone by the throat? All that kind of stuff's going on. No Jared Weir-Hargraves for you guys, which is a big out. How are you sort of seeing this game unfold? What are you predicting?
Well, apart from last year's grand final, it's been dead set, nail biters, one-pointers, extra time games. Mm. It's been unbelievable, the games that they've played over the last two or three years. So, I think the Roosters can win just because they have had that week off. So that keeps them really fresh for the back end of each half. And the Melbourne, obviously, although they play it was a comfortable win last week, it still takes a bit of gas out of them. But the Roosters need to mount the pressure as well. And what I spoke about before is the opportunities that arise in the game. If you don't mount pressure and take those opportunities, then I think it's a toss of the coin. But I think hopefully in the back end that we'll have a little bit more legs just because of the week off.
Now, Mini, last question for me is, especially with the game coming up, Tedesco, as a fullback yourself, since you've had a bit to do with the club, give us a little bit of insight, like what kind of player he is, what stands out for you, you know, coming from, it's a bit of a different generation, but he's obviously a freak. What are some of the standout qualities that he possesses?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I first played with Teddy in the 2013 World Cup for Italy.
Yeah, right.
So it was, we had a great experience over in England and we had a bit of fun. There was no pressure on us to win that, and we won a couple of games and had a good time. But he played centre and I was playing fullback. But I just seemed, you know, there's just something about him that this kid's only something special. You know, he was just electric every time he touched the ball. He defended well. He hadn't even played centre before, but he just did the job comfortably. So he was always willing to learn and get better. From that point, I sort of kept my eye on him. And, you know, he's lucky enough to come to the Roosters and made a good decision. And last year, he's just taken his game to a new level. Mm. Again, this year, he's got even better. And he still thinks there's improvement to go, which I think there is as well. So who knows where he can get his game to. But he's just got, another calm head on his shoulders. And in those pressure moments, I haven't seen him make a crucial error at all. So he's a good person to have at the back, that's for sure.
And as we saw in Origin, doesn't mind the big stage at all, Anthony Minicello. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. And love the fact that you've come on and just dropped an absolute bomb straight off the bat that Shandor Earle's mum invented the shoey.
Yeah, this is, if that's true, this is massive.
This is huge.
Thanks, Minza.
Good stuff.
Anthony Minicello.
All right, brother, I'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy it Saturday night, mate. Anthony Minicello, more games and more tries for any other Rooster in history. One
Freak.
Of the absolute greats of the game, and great to have him on the Storm Hour. Speaking of which, we've got to wrap it up very shortly, Shandor Earle. Get behind your Melbourne Storm this final series. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. We'll talk Dally M's next. We'll find out what happened to the Sunny Coast Falcons, and we'll just have a little bit more of a chat about what's going to unfold on Saturday night. We'll take your calls too. T-Bone of the Week, 1-300-736-736. Storm Hour, SEN.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour.
Get behind your Melbourne Storm this final series. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Almost time to wrap it up on the Storm Hour. Shandor Earle, Sam Hargraves. If you've got a T-Bone of the Week nomination, 1-300-736-736 as we get all eyes on the SCG for Saturday night's must-win prelim against the Roosters. They win the Storm and they're into another grand final where they'll take on either the Raiders or the Rabbitohs, who play Friday night. Hey, Shandor, before we get into some T-Bones and some Dally M's, Sunny Coast Falcons.
Yes.
Went through the season undefeated, get to a prelim against the Burley Bears. What happened?
Yeah, look, Coach Eric Smith summed it up pretty well after the game, and it was really unfortunate. In terms of the game itself, massive headwind. Burley just really capitalised on it. I think they had 7 repeat sets, 190 tackles we made in the first half to their 90.
You would have been knackered.
Oh, mate. Yeah, well, not so much myself, but backs against the wall. And, you know, we did our best in the second half, but it wasn't to be. And they were the better team on the night. And that's just what can happen. You know, people talk about finals footy being a different comp, but he did touch on some things. And there are a lot of boys that have made the transition to first grade games or NRL contracts, and a lot of players that have improved so much. So I think, although it was unfortunate that we didn't get it done in the end, there's so many good things that come from that season. And I think there's going to be pretty much the same playing group. So hopefully we can capitalise on that. But it was a good year. But, yeah, really unfortunate that we couldn't just finish it off.
Who's your prediction to win it then in the Intrust Super Cup then this year?
Oh, look, I think you always sort of want to see the team that beat you win. So, you know, if Burley turn up, they can win it. For me, we've had our best game against Wynnum in terms of toughest game. So, mate, it really could go either way. So it's going to be definitely one to watch.
Dalium Awards next Wednesday night in Sydney. Now, the voting goes secret after round 12. So at round 12, Mitchell Pearce was on 15 votes ahead of Cam Munster and Damien Cook from South Sydney on 14 votes. And then a group of players on 12, Jason Tamalolo from the Cowboys, our very own Cameron Smith, and James Tedesco, who we just spoke to Anthony Minicello about moments ago.
Yes.
Who is your prediction for the Dally M? Mini reckons that it will be Cam Smith.
Yeah, so for me, I believe that the Damien Cook, Jason Tamalolo would have had a bit of a slowdown, just based on my understanding of some of the team performances in that period, and you know, Origin maybe slowing them down a little bit. Mitch Pearce, again, would have suffered the probably poor form from the Knights back in the season. Cameron Munster just keeps kicking on. Cameron Smith and James Tedesco, though, I believe they have a big back end of the season, so it's open, but yeah, I think you're going to see some Storm players definitely feature in that top three or five.
And as I said, Anthony Minicello. And by the way, I just noticed before that Craig Bellamy too were very strong this week in saying that he's demanding that the league actually show respect for Cameron Smith. He's had a real crack at the detractors. I think that was today, fed up with the vitriol directed at Cam Smith. So Bells has broken ranks and he's come out really strong in defence of Cameron Smith, which is absolutely sensational. He said that the thing that disappoints him more than anything is the criticism that Cam gets. He can't work out why he cops it. He's never put a foot wrong off the field. It seems like they try and burn his character. It's very unfair. I think people should show him the respect he deserves. Well done, Craig Bellamy. We echo those sentiments. In fact,
I've actually got a live crowd here for this.
Yeah,
that didn't
back know. To Dally M's. So if Cam Smith is to win it, I'm just trying to get how many times he's won the actual Dally M medal. I know he's got 2006, he won it. I reckon he's a two-time Dally M winner, maybe a three-time. He's always the captain of the year and the hooker of the year every year.
I don't know if he is, actually. It's a tough award, you know. It's not just doesn't just go to the best team or even the best player. As you've seen with the Brownlows, you know, it's open for interpretation, but there's been plenty of good players over his, you know, over the last decade, but I know he's definitely got one, but you know,
two. He's, 2006 and 2017.
Beautiful.
So could he add another one, which would just be phenomenal?
I think so.
What about the any Storm players, you think? Because they name the team of the year, which is positional. So
yes.
Normally in a representative side, there'd be two wingers and two centres, but they just go the one winger, the one centre.
Yep.
So 13 players chosen in the Dally M's. Any Storm boys you think that should be walk-up starts to be considered the best in their position in the competition?
Yeah, look, I think you could feature heavily a lot of Storm players, but if you want to really be specific and pinpoint a couple, I think Josh Adokar's right up there for the wing position.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cameron Smith's pretty much a done deal for the hooker position. The prop one is an interesting one. I think Jesse's always strong. Solomona's had a huge second half to the season. Yadale Finucane, and the big one for me is Kenny Bromwich. I think, you know, he's had a phenomenal year, played every game, been in great form, does go under the radar a little bit, and our main man Cameron Munster is got to be a strong favorite for the number 6.
Beautifully done from you. Any T-bone of the week before we finish up? Have you got a T-bone for us?
Yeah, we do have a little T-bone. Well, I mean, old Jan Earl for chucking a shoey on my debut is a good start.
That's a great story. If that's back in 2009, then she might be the first person to bust out a prominent shoey.
I'm pretty confident
ahead
that
of the
she
Mad
would
Hueys,
have,
ahead
she would
of
never
Dan
have
Ricardo.
Met any of the players' partners on that night, just got right amongst it. It was a big, you know, big event, my debut, and she's just grabbed the heel of Minnie's missus and done the shoey. So, you know, good effort, Jan. But then my T-bone is the great Ryan Hoffman. So you'll see him feature heavily on the sideline, making big calls with his headset on. Cameron Munster missed a goal from right in front.
Right.
He created a bit of a tough angle. He probably wasn't the best man for the job, considering Smithy was taking a kick off and it was supposed to go to Ryan Pappenhausen. The message didn't get down. And the fire would have been coming out of Craig's ears, and he certainly let him know. And it was caught on camera by Fox Legal, Channel 9, whatever it was, just giving an absolute spray to Hoffie. So it's definitely a favourite moment amongst the players. And, that's definitely a big T-bone idiot of the week, the old Hoffie.
Beautifully done. Hey, you can secure your place at Melbourne Storm's Night of Nights as the club crowns its best player for the season in front of over 700 guests at Crown Palladium on October the 8th. You'll rub shoulders with the Storm players and celebrate another season as they announce all the award winners for season 2019. It's a three-course meal and premium beverage package, live entertainment and auctions throughout the night. It's always a fantastic night. So bookings, go to the club's website, storm.com.au. Get behind your Melbourne Storm this final series. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Shandor Earl, number 21. You'll be there for the warm-up, which has always been a good luck charm
for the
Melbourne Storm this year. Enjoy the trip up to Sydney. Good luck this Saturday night. We hope that we're talking next week with the Storm getting ready for another grand final, mate. Enjoy.
Thank you, mate. And, it's been a pleasure. See you next week.
See you next week. Maybe Cooper Johns.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll either be hungover or we'll be here talking about the grand final.
Absolutely. Storm out for another week, done and dusted.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.